Penalties for Hunter Biden's alleged gun crimes include jail time, up to $250,000 in fines. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 3, 2024. The trial for Hunter Biden's three alleged gun crimes begins Tuesday, and the penalties for some of the allegations include jail time and steep fines. NBC News noted that two of the counts accuse Hunter Biden of having completed a form indicating he was not using illegal drugs when he bought a Colt Cobra revolver in October 2018, and the third count alleges he possessed a firearm while using a narcotic. Watch, Alex Marlowe, Hunter Biden's Gun Charges in Open and Shut Case. The form on which Biden is alleged to have given false answers is an ATF Form 4473. A firearms transaction form used while undergoing a National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, check when buying a gun at retail. This is how the process works. The prospective buyer fills out an ATF Form 4473 and hands it to a Federal Firearms License, FFL, holder, who then calls the FBI and relays the information from the form, receiving the all-clear to sell the gun or rejection, which means the gun cannot be sold to the would-be buyer. A third option is that the FBI can alert the FFL holder that it will extend the background check another 3 business days to give FBI reviewers additional time to check criminal records. The ATF Form 4473 is crucial to the integrity of the NICS check, as one of the questions on it says, "Are you an unlawful user of, or addicted to, marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance?" Warning. The use or possession of marijuana remains unlawful under federal law regardless of whether it has been legalized or decriminalized for medicinal or recreational purposes in the state where you reside. Watch, Weissman, Joe Biden living the rule of law by not pardoning Hunter. The form allows one of two possible answers this question, and those answers are yes or no. ABC News reported that Biden allegedly lied on a federal form that he was not addicted to drugs. The penalty for lying on an ATF Form 4473 includes fines up to $250,000 and or 10 years of imprisonment. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.